Good day with Brookings Radio News. I'm Perry Miller. When Christine Elm was elected governor of South Dakota, she made it clear one of her priorities would be to clean up the meth problem in the state. Nearly 1 year into her term, she says progress is being made.
And in my budget request, I requested more DCI agents and highway patrol officers that specialize in meth interdiction. So we did get that fully funded. They are out there today. We are making more stops. We're confiscating more meth than we did in the past. We have more treatment options available in the state.
She says the statewide anti-meth campaign will soon be rolled out.
And it's going to be a different type of media campaign than I think people have seen before. We all have a responsibility to watch out for our neighbors and our family members. So this media campaign will talk about the responsibility that we have. If we want this to be a special state, if we want it to be somewhere where our kids and grandkids can grow up, then we all need to be partners in making sure that we're fighting this.
And she says the efforts will continue. Georgia authorities find a man suspected in the killing of a South Dakota man in Iowa. Fort Dodge, Iowa police say in a news release, 19-year-old Damian Chavez was spotted by a sheriff's deputy in Lowndes County, Georgia, Saturday in a vehicle on I-75. The vehicle was pulled over. Chavez arrested without incident. Two other people in the vehicle are released. Arrangements are being made to have Chavez return to Iowa. Fort Dodge police say he's been charged with robbery and first-degree murder in the killing of 28-year-old Muhammad Yakub, who lived in Sioux Falls. Police sent to check reports of a shooting found Yakub. He'd been shot several times. A 16-year-old boy was also arrested on suspicion of aiding and abetting a robbery. Authorities say a 50-year-old woman is dead after a single vehicle crash west of Hayes in Stanley County. The Highway Patrol says the woman was driving a car headed east on U.S. Highway 14 Saturday morning. When she lost control, the car entered the north ditch and rolled. The patrol says the driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was thrown from the car. She was pronounced dead at the scene. That crash still under investigation. That's news.